knows it.
Cam Meredith, first down Bears.
Let's go, man.
Cam Meredith on the tip. Tampa got its hands on it. Bears get the
when
touchdown.
When you look back at how much work you have done to make yourself into a wide receiver, if you had a rearview mirror, what would I see?
I mean, you're going to see a lot of hard work. I mean, I put the work in for sure. A lot of failures in the process. I mean, it wasn't all just uphill.
I'm a college quarterback who became a wide receiver for a couple years. I don't think people can appreciate in really what 4 years, not even four full years as a receiver is like for you. Can you explain it to people?
I think my preparation at the quarterback position kind of helped me preparing at the receiver position. Just because like the concepts you said, like you have to know what everybody's doing so that makes it easier for you, you know what I mean? So
have you loved it from the time you started it, or did you have to learn to love it?
I'm not gonna lie, I did love it from the first time, but I didn't want to love it. That was the thing, because I was playing quarterback. But I mean, like, once I started playing in the games, it was so much fun, you know what I mean? Being able to catch the ball and make moves on people and make them miss. And
take me to Indianapolis.
That was my first start in the NFL, first touchdown.
Sidesteps to the pocket, taps the ball, going to the end zone. He's got Meredith up in the air, leaping catch, touchdown! Touchdown Bears, and Cameron Meredith backing up as he leaped for the catch.
First 100-yard game, there was a lot of stuff going on in that game. It was definitely a game where I got a whole bunch of situations all at one time, so that was good for my experience.
You showed everybody in that game what you are capable of, including bouncing back from a drop pass.
Hell yeah, no doubt about it.
You know, all of it, what you have to be.
When you're into the game early, you're getting like a rhythm, and you start to get in the zone, you know. Once it's like the third catch comes, you're in the zone, you know. You don't even have to really look at the ball at that point, you know, sometimes.
Were there days in the last year plus that you've gone home thinking, geez, I'm not doing anything right?
Yeah. It's just been a couple times. I got a lot. It's been a couple times I go home like, man, why was they on me so much today, you know? But then, you know, the next day I look back like, oh, you're right, you know. You got to just, you know, take constructive criticism for what it is and learn from it.
Yeah, your father, I've met him on several occasions. Is it give you joy to see a smile on his face when you're out there? He's getting to watch his son in Chicago play for the Bears.
I still remember draft day when I got off the phone with the Bears and I was like, yeah, I guess we go to Chicago. And he was like, we're going to Chicago? We staying in Chicago? I'm like, yeah, man. So they was hyped from that day on. And it, you know, it motivates me every day to go out there and get better, practice hard, and, you know, make a name for all of us, you know, carrying a name for my whole family.
What's the number one lesson you've learned in 2 years?
Set your alarm clock.
So you're a little late, is what you're telling me?
Man, I remember, yeah, man. I was
come
late.
Come on, Cam.
Hey, you got to set that alarm. No dead phones around here. No running out of batteries. Yeah, man, I've had my run-ins with the clock.
How grateful and thankful are you to have that on your back on Sundays in Chicago and on this weekend?
Every single day to be able to come in this building is a blessing. I mean, whether you realize it or acknowledge it or not, I mean, it can be taken at any time. So it's hard to, like, keep that at the forefront of your mind. But, I mean, every day you look back and say, man, I was able to be at practice again. You know, even though, you know, it might have been tough, you still are able to do what you love every single day. I'm grateful till I die for that.